South Korea probes 30 crypto manipulation cases under new law. South Korean authorities have opened investigations into 30 crypto market manipulation cases under the country's new digital asset law, according to a July 19, 2026 report from Cointelegraph. The figure is an early measure of how actively regulators intend to police one of Asia's largest retail crypto markets now that the legal framework is in force. The detail that matters is the count. A new law can sit unused for months while agencies build capacity and wait for clean test cases. 30 active investigations suggest the opposite. Surveillance systems are running, referrals are flowing, and enforcers are working through a backlog rather than a trickle. Casework instead of press releases. Plenty of jurisdictions pass crypto rules and then struggle to apply them. Statutes get written faster than the market surveillance tooling and trained investigators needed to make them bite. South Korea appears to have moved past that gap. 30 separate manipulation probes is a workload, and a workload implies the plumbing already exists to detect suspicious order flow, subpoena exchange records, and refer cases for prosecution. South Korea is unusually exposed to this problem. Retail participation is high, domestic exchanges concentrate enormous volume, and thin float altcoins have long been vulnerable to wash trading and coordinated pumps. Manipulation there is not a theoretical concern regulators dust off for a speech. It is a recurring feature of the market the new law was written to address. The framework behind the numbers. The investigations sit under the legal regime South Korea built to bring digital assets under formal financial market rules, covering conduct that mirrors long-standing securities law prohibitions, manipulating prices, trading on non-public information, and running deceptive schemes to move a token. Applying those concepts to crypto closes a gap that let bad actors operate in a market that regulators previously could not reach with the same tools they use for equities. 30 cases does not tell us the size of each scheme, whether they involve major tokens or obscure ones, or how many will end in charges. Investigations are not convictions, and some will close without action. What the number does establish is that the statute has moved from the page into live casework, which is the harder transition for any new law to make. A template other regulators watch South Korea's enforcement posture tends to travel. The country's regulators have a record of aggressive, headline-making action, and their approach to crypto conduct rules feeds into a broader Asian and global conversation about how to supervise these markets. A visible early wave of manipulation cases gives other jurisdictions a reference point. Proof that a dedicated crypto conduct law can generate real enforcement volume rather than symbolic gestures. This lands alongside other moves that show Seoul treating digital assets as a serious part of its financial system rather than a fringe to be tolerated. The same government has weighed counting crypto as national wealth and explored tokenizing government bonds on the central bank's infrastructure. Enforcement and integration are advancing together, which is the combination institutional capital tends to reward. Reading it as a market user. For anyone trading or holding through a South Korean exchange, tighter conduct enforcement cuts both ways. Cleaner markets and less tolerance for coordinated pumps lower the odds of getting caught on the wrong side of a manufactured move. The same scrutiny also raises compliance expectations on platforms, which can translate into stricter onboarding, closer transaction monitoring, and more account reviews for ordinary users. That pattern is not unique to Korea. Regulators elsewhere have paired crypto oversight with account-level intervention, as an Argentine judge did in freezing 25 accounts and ordering exchanges to name their users. The direction of travel across major markets is toward exchanges that behave more like regulated financial institutions, with the reporting duties and user verification burdens that come with the label. Broader prices barely reacted to the report. Bitcoin traded near $64,169 and Ether near 1,367 as of July 19, 2026, both up roughly 1% on the day, with the Fear and Greed Index at 35 in fear. Enforcement news of this kind rarely moves spot markets on its own. Its weight shows up over time in how seriously large allocators treat a given jurisdiction's rulebook.